Well, I'm genuinely pleased that we've got the result in the end, where we kept plugging at it. And of course, you're delighted that the centre forward who's waited so long for his chance to get in the team has took it today and been the match winner for us. I'm delighted for Nick. Hopefully, he's had to be a bit patient because of the form of Simpson and Luko, and come to a new country, new style of football, everything's new to him. And today, he's got two goals, which hopefully that'll give him the lift that he needs.
Yeah, and they were very tasty finishes, weren't they?
Well, he's a good finisher. We always knew that. I think it was just it's the intensity and what English football brings. And unfortunately, in pre-season, he missed a couple of chances. And I just thought that, took the edge off him a little bit. And then Simpson and Luko have played very well. So he's had to wait patiently. He's certainly done his job today. And as I said to him, he's signed a 3-year contract. And, he hasn't got the best of starts, but that'll do him the world of good today.
Okay, and we've got to mention the man who delivered both crosses, Al Mohammadi.
Well, he's one of them dying breed where, every time he gets, I don't know how many crosses he's put in, and it's the quality of them, of course, as well, which makes him one of the player he is. I mean, that's why, we chased him all summer. I knew what he's about. I knew that he's got this wonderful delivery, and he's been halfway around the world as well, he's been everywhere with Egypt. So he gets back in Friday, pulls his boots on, runs up and down the wing, puts the crosses in, and does a fantastic job for us.
Let's talk about the game as a whole. Did you think the win was coming when they went ahead?
Well, when I seen Aaron miss that chance, which will go on whatever bloopers there is, I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, it's not going to be our day. Certainly not to win it. I thought a draw maybe. But thankfully, another quality delivery from Ahmed, and Nick with a really good header has won us the match.
You've played, right from the off, you played some lovely possession football, didn't you?
We played, the only time we've switched off is the goal. Bad goal again, and it puts us on the back foot a little bit, gives them a little bit of confidence. And to be fair, they've had a chance to make it 2-0. Mm. And then it'd been interesting. But the response from them, I have to say Aaron McLean and Nick coming on, looked to give us that freshness. And we chased the game brilliantly well. In the end, I think we've got four strikers on. I don't know what the hell formation we're playing, but it seemed to work. But we've just got people on the pitch who can score a goal. And sometimes you have to go for it like that. And thankfully today it's worked.
You were saying how many shots did you have
29,
before we came on?
29 on target we've had, which is quite scary, isn't it? It's, you see stats up and down the country, there'll be 10s and 12s and 13s, which is the normal. But 29, I mean, we've had chance after chance after chance before they scored. So it was justice was done in the end, but we made hard work of it because the chances we missed, which is were Achilles' heel, but at least we're making them. The crowd, I think, are enjoying it, which is good to see. And, we're creeping up towards 16,000. Let's hope we can get them 2,000-3,000 back. And I know how difficult it is with money, especially ticket pricing and all the rest of it. But the lads are doing their stuff, and hopefully they can come out and save a little bit harder and cheer on the lads.
Do you expect Big Nick to kick on from that?
Well, I certainly hope. We've got a tough winter. The pitches now have changed. The ball's changed. All of a sudden, you need a variety. And certainly today, Nick and McLean, I have to say, since we've shoved him through the middle, looked a threat and a handful. And that's why you've got, ideally, four or five strikers. You cannot expect to go 46 games with the same front strikers. No chance. So there's going to be times where people need rests and taken out a bit and come again. And he'll certainly play his part, Nick. And so will the McLean as well, because it's not looking good for Matty Fryett. I have to say that. We fear the worst with him. So we need them to keep firing.
What's one of the questions on my list? Does that protective boot come off, and have you got a diagnosis?
It's come off, and he tried to train yesterday and train today, and it doesn't look good. He's still got the same symptoms, so it looks to me as if that he might need an operation. And if it does need the operation, which we'll confirm on Monday, then we'll probably be talking about next pre-season, which is a damn shame because I haven't seen the kid play yet.
So you're mentally writing him off for the season then?
Yeah, in my mind this morning now, I've just had a word with my physio there, and even with the kid himself, I think he knows that to repair it, we might have to go down that route.
No Joe Dudgeon in the squad today, is he
all
right?
No, Dudge has got a bang to his knee against Leicester. I don't think he's recovered, and that's a bit of a concern too. But, we've got the diagnosis of it. We've got to see if he can carry on through it. The next 10 days with him is going to be crucial too, because he might face an operation too. So we've had a bad week as far as the injuries are concerned. That's three or four long-term ones we've gotten. certainly you can't do with many of them, that's for certain.
Okay, I promise we'll finish on a positive note because it's been a wonderful, entertaining afternoon. I've got to ask you about Wilson Palacios at Stoke. Was there anything in that?
Well, I think if I can get him, I'd love to have him, but I think it's a little bit way off. I don't know where that's come from, but certainly you are brought to this country, but I don't know if he'd come and play in the Championship, I'm not so sure.
Anything imminent on the... injuries?
No, we'll have to start looking, though, and I'm going to see the chairman and the owner, so they'll be in good humour tonight. So get in there now. I'll go and knock the door. Believe me, I'll knock the door. And I must say, since I've been here, they've done everything they can to support me, which, you know, there's a question mark for a lot of people. Let me tell you, without the alarms, and I don't think Hull would be in the position they're in, certainly today. So I'm thankful to them for making my job that little bit easier, because when I've asked, they've always provided, and certainly I'll knock the door if and when we can get better than what we've got. And at the minute, we look a very decent side, but we can't keep having these injuries which you have, because that does disrupt you.
Well, credit to you and the team, because it's really good to watch. It's been some fantastic entertainment this season.
I wanted to try and change the philosophy. I wanted, no disrespect, I'm not really interested in what went before, but I looked to start the season and say, well, you know, we only scored 42 goals last year and we were eighth, so they were doing something right. But you know, I just want to, I think in this division you have to go out and win it and try and win the game rather than try and protect. And that's what I've learned over the years in this division. I think it's the right philosophy. Hopefully it is, and we'll keep marching upwards.